नाना शास्त्र विचार नहीं कनिकन सद्धर्म संग स्थापक.
And now chapter 10. Karma biya parato hare priyataya vyaktam ya yogyaninas debyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata tebyastha pashupala pankajadrashasthabhyo pisaradika prishta tadvadiyam tadiya sarasi tam nashraye kakriti. Translation. In the Shastra it is said that of all types of fruitive workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge or jnanis, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her kund, or lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kund and, in a spiritual body, surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, or aprakrita bhav, render loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Astakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes. Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radha Kund are the most fortunate people in the universe. Purport. At the present moment, almost everyone is engaged in some kind of fruitive activity. Those who are desirous of gaining material profits by working are called karmis or fruitive workers. All living entities within this material world have come under the spell of Maya. This is described in the Vishnu Purana in Canto 6, Chapter 7, Verse 61. Vishnu Shakti para prokta Kshetra gyakya tata para Avidya karma samgyanya Tritiya shaktir ishyate. Sages have divided the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead into three categories, namely the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, and material energy. The material energy is considered to be the third-class energy, Tritiya Shakti. Those living beings within the jurisdiction of the material energy sometimes engage themselves like dogs and hogs in working very hard simply for sense gratification. However, in this life, or after executing pious activities in the next life, some karmis become strongly attracted to performing various kinds of sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. Thus, on the strength of their pious merit, they are elevated to heavenly planets. Actually, those who perform sacrifices strictly according to Vedic injunctions are elevated to the moon and planets above the moon. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 21, Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. After exhausting the results of their so-called pious activities, they again return to the earth, which is called Martyaloka, the place of death. Although such persons may be elevated to the heavenly planets by their pious activities, and although they may enjoy life there for many thousands of years, they nonetheless must return to this planet when the results of their pious activities are exhausted. This is the position of all karmis, including those who act piously and those who act impiously. On this planet, we find many businessmen, politicians, and others who are simply interested in material happiness. They attempt to earn money by all means, not considering whether such means are pious or impious. Such people are called karmis or gross materialists. Among the karmis are some vikarmis, people who act without the guidance of Vedic knowledge. Those who act on the basis of Vedic knowledge perform sacrifices for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu and to receive benedictions from him. In this way, they are elevated to higher planetary systems. Such karmis are superior to the vikarmis, for they are faithful to the directions of the Vedas and are certainly dear to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11, Krishna says, Ye yata mam prabhadyante tams tataiva bhajamyaham, which means, quote, in whatever way one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly, unquote. Krishna is so kind that he fulfills the desires of the karmis and jnanis, not to speak of the bhaktas. Although the karmis are sometimes elevated to higher planetary systems, as long as they remain attached to fruitive activities, they must accept new material bodies after death. If one acts piously, he can attain a new body among the demigods in the higher planetary systems, or he may attain some other position in which he can enjoy a higher standard of material happiness. On the other hand, those who are engaged in impious activities are degraded and take birth as animals, trees, and plants. Thus, those fruitive actors who do not care for the Vedic directions or vikarmis are not appreciated by learned saintly persons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Verse 4, Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya apranoti nasadu manye yata atmano yam asanapi kleshada asadeha. Which means, quote, materialists who work hard like dogs and hogs simply for sense gratification are actually mad. They simply perform all kinds of abominable activities simply for sense gratification. Materialistic activities are not at all worthy of an intelligent man, for as a result of such activities, one gets a material body which is full of misery. Unquote. The purpose of human life is to get out of the threefold miserable conditions which are concomitant with material existence. Unfortunately, fruitive workers are mad to earn money and acquire temporary material comforts by all means. Therefore, they risk being degraded to lower species of life. Materialists foolishly make many plans to become happy in this material world. They do not stop to consider that they will live only for a certain number of years, out of which they must spend the major portion acquiring money for sense gratification. Ultimately, such activities end in death. Materialists do not consider that after giving up the body, they may become embodied as lower animals, plants, or trees. Thus, all their activities simply defeat the purpose of life. Not only are they born ignorant, but they act on the platform of ignorance, thinking that they are getting material benefits in the shape of skyscraper buildings, big cars, honorable positions, and so on. The materialists do not know that in the next life they will be degraded, and that all their activities simply serve as parabhava, their defeat. This is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Verse 5. Parabhavas tavad abodha jata. One should therefore be eager to understand the science of the soul or Atma Tattva. Unless one comes to the platform of Atma Tattva, by which one understands that the soul and not the body is oneself, one remains on the platform of ignorance. Out of thousands and even millions of ignorant people who are wasting their time simply gratifying their senses, one may come to the platform of knowledge and understand higher values of life. Such a person is called a jnani. The jnani knows that fruitive activities will bind him to material existence and cause him to transmigrate from one kind of body to another. As indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam by the term sharira bandha, which means bound to bodily existence, as long as one maintains any conception of sense enjoyment, his mind will be absorbed in karma, fruitive activity, and this will oblige him to transmigrate from one body to another. Thus, a jnani is considered superior to a karmi, because he at least refrains from the blind activities of sense enjoyment. This is the verdict of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, although a jnani may be liberated from the ignorance of the karmis, unless he comes to the platform of devotional service, he is still considered to be in ignorance or avidya. Although one may be accepted as a jnani or one advanced in knowledge, his knowledge is considered impure because he has no information of devotional service and thus neglects the direct worship of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a jnani takes to devotional service, he rapidly becomes superior to an ordinary jnani. Such an advanced person is described as jnana vimukta bhakti parama. How a jnani takes to devotional service is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 19, wherein Krishna says, Bahunam janmanam ante, jnanavan mam prabhadyate, vasudeva sarvamiti, samahatma sudurlabaha, which means, quote, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Unquote. Actually, a person is wise when he surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna. But such a Mahatma, a great soul, is very rare. After taking to devotional service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narad and Sanaka and Sanatan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then recognizes him to be superior. The devotees who have developed love of Godhead are certainly in an exalted position. Of all these devotees, the gopis are recognized as superior because they do not know anything other than satisfying Krishna. Nor do the gopis expect any return from Krishna. Indeed, sometimes Krishna puts them into extreme suffering by separating himself from them. Nonetheless, they cannot forget Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis became most dejected and spent the rest of their lives simply crying in separation from Krishna. This means that in one sense, they were never actually separated from Krishna. There is no difference between thinking of Krishna and associating with him. Rather, Vipralamba Seva, thinking of Krishna in separation, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, is far better than serving Krishna directly. Thus, of all the devotees who have developed unalloyed devotional love for Krishna, the gopis are most exalted. And out of all these exalted gopis, Srimati Radharani is the highest. No one can excel the devotional service of Srimati Radharani. Indeed, even Krishna cannot understand the attitude of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he took her position and appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to understand her transcendental feelings. In this way, Srila Rupa Goswami gradually concludes that Srimati Radharani is the most exalted devotee of Krishna and that her kund, or lake, Sri Radha Kund, is the most exalted place. This is verified in a quotation from Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Uttarakhanda 45, as quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yatha Radha Priya Vishnos, Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata, Sarva Gopishu Sayavaika, Vishnor Atyanta Vallabha. Which means, quote, just as Srimati Radharani is dear to the Supreme Lord Krishna or Vishnu, so her bathing place, Radha Kund, is equally dear to Krishna. Among all the gopis, she alone stands supreme as the Lord's most beloved. Unquote. Therefore, everyone interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Radha Kund and execute devotional service there throughout one's life. This is the conclusion of Rupa Goswami in the 10th verse of Upadeshamrita.